It's July 19th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Please join me in prayer. God of love and peace, grant us your eternal peace and grace, that we may at all times show ourselves to be peace-loving in our relationship with one another. Help us with gentle spirit and quiet heart to bear patiently all the calamities we may encounter in this life. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. That was "And Can It Be," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme today is True Worship. The scripture is taken from Isaiah chapter 1. Our speaker is Carissa Retzcliffe, graduate from CMU.
The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable. These are the opening words to a song that was popular when I was in junior high. This song highlights the scandal that occurs when there is a separation between worship and everyday life. It is exactly this separation which Isaiah chapter 1, our text for today, talks about. The Israelites would celebrate with festivals, but would not move their worship of God out of the context of the ritual services and into caring for those less fortunate around them. God hates the festivals and celebrations which are taking place in the temple. Is it because these rituals are inherently wrong? No. It is because these celebrations show the Israelites being sincere in their worship, but not about the right things. God wants repentant hearts, not the blood of sacrifice. This sacrifice only has meaning when it is a sign of repentance and of commitment to faithful living. Otherwise, its significance is lost. The sacrificing of animals was the way for atoning sin, yet God declares that the people need to make themselves clean. They have blood on their hands. This is an interesting contradiction, as it is generally thought the blood of the sacrifice is what atones for the sin. This blood washes away the sins and makes the people clean. However, it is the fact that the Israelites have blood on their hands which causes God to stop listening to their prayers. Sacrificing is not what brings delight to the Lord. The Israelites are commanded to cease doing evil and learn to do good. What does this mean? There is a list provided of what it means to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. This is a recurring theme in the prophets, the importance of justice for all of God's people. The sin of not providing justice for all is what makes God turn away from the festivals and the prayers. Those offering them are not coming with repentant hearts and faithful lifestyles. They have blood on their hands. How can God listen to the prayers of people who continue in the same sin without seeking to change their actions? It is not that God will not forgive, but that repentance must be with a contrite heart and a changed life. God calls us to repent. This repentance must be sincere and wide-reaching. Where in our lives do we have blood on our hands? What personal and corporate sins are we not addressing? Do we worship without adequate concern for the vulnerable people around us? God calls us to repent from these sins. God wants to remove the blood from our hands. God wants to make us pure, white as the driven snow. Anyone who lives in Manitoba year-round knows the beauty of freshly fallen snow, but also how quickly it gets dirty from the spray of the roads. Once dirty, the snow cannot come clean. Yet God can make it clean. God takes the dirty snow and makes it glistening white once more. God can take our sins and make us clean again. We need to but ask with repentant hearts and lives. God has forgiven us. We need to trust in Him. With God, healing, repentance, and renewal are possible. Amen.
Praise to
That was Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, and Savior Like a Shepherd, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Coming in September is CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts, offering individual music instruction in all instruments and voice to children, youth, and adults. In addition, we offer music for kids, classes for ages 2 to 6, art classes and acting classes for students in grades 2 through 8, and vocal fusion for grades 1 to 6. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website, cmu.ca, and listen anytime to the programme on the CMU website. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2. Or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.